friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Jeff, if they have a WNBA team, should it not be called the Rockers? I thought that was an excellent name.
Roll it out, baby.
That's what I say. Yeah.
Why not, right?
Yeah, Rockers. What else are you going to call
it? Was here once. Worked just fine.
Yeah. And it was a winning franchise. It was a winning organization.
Either Rockers or Walleye or Pipers, Sandpipers.
Oh, come on, Jeff. You're not going to the Pipers for our WNBA team now, are you?
We had the old ABL team, the Cleveland Pipers. Owned by George Steinbrenner.
Oh, we had the old WNBA team, the Rockers.
I would go with the Rockers.
How about the old ABL team out of Columbus, the Quest?
I would go with the Rockers.
I would go with the Rockers, too. Do you concur, Dan Manigan?
There's a part of me that wants to go through a whole thing and figure out creativity.
What's with the poignant pause?
Man, that took forever.
What's with the poignant pause?
You had to think
As
about
I've
it.
Said on the air on numerous occasions, it's thanks to my buddy Chris Fedor so that I don't start statements by going, because I'm notorious for thinking and starting statements with and he passed along to me, hey, say nothing, and then that way you don't sound like a dum-dum until you actually make a point.
Love Fedor.
Wow, interesting.
No, it's Fedor.
Oh, Fedor.
Fedor.
Sorry, yeah. I thought you said Fedor.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
But
they're both, we like Chris. Both, yeah.
Yeah, they're good guys.
I'm fine with the Rockers. There's a part of me that wants to get rid of and get away from electric guitars and all that kind of stuff and
see if somebody comes up with something different. With that. I agree with that, but the name was pretty good.
Mary, are you listening to this? Hopefully not. Hopefully she's.
I mean, I'm kind of listening. What did you
Rockers?
Want?
Just should they just the WNBA team be the Rockers?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
I think so. I like the history. I like the connection to the city.
It's a winning franchise.
Yeah, and so many people have so many good memories from the Rockers. It just to me it doesn't.
And so many people have no memories.
Right, and to me it just doesn't really make sense. To change it, right? Like when the Browns went away and came back, they were always going to be the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. When the Indians left. Oh, wait a minute.
They're still kind of here.
I'm sorry. So Mary Kay
D-ends
Cabot.
Are still here.
Mary Kay Cabot.
Yeah.
Completely agreed with me. Completely agreed with you.
Okay.
There's no way that this team is not taking a quarterback next year. So I want to have an uncomfortable conversation.
Okay.
If this team is going to draft what they think will be their quarterback for the next decade, fingers crossed. I know, Andy, you want 5 years. I get it.
I'll take three.
Let's just say decade.
Okay.
What should you do at quarterback this year? Are you playing Joe Flacco because he gives you the best chance to win? Well, if you're doing that, well, why do you want to win? I know you have a couple of guys who need to keep their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to play the young guy, either Sanders or Gabriel, why? Because are you trying to develop them? And what if they're really good? And then you have the opportunity to draft the best quarterback coming out in what's considered a really good quarterback draft. Do you want to have two good young quarterbacks? That'd be fine with me. I really would. It'd be great to have two guys that you think are actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Or three.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I both think he's going to be on the field this year.
Yep.
So what do you do at quarterback this year if your ultimate goal is to get the best quarterback possible out of next year's draft? Honestly, it's a puzzle that the answer is real clear, but who wants to admit it?
What's the answer?
Get the best draft choice you possibly can, and how do you do that? By losing games.
Okay, all right. So let me say this. The season really comes down to Sunday. Can we be honest? It really does. Because 0-3 teams don't make the playoffs.
Oh, and two teams have a tough time.
In fact, I will tell you, all six teams in NFL history that have made it after an 0-3 start. The 81 Jets, the 82 Bucks, which was a strike-shortened season. The 92 Chargers, the 95 Lions, and the 98 Bills. Anybody want to come into the century? Oh, it's only happened once in the 25 years of this century. Or is it 26? Or is it 24? The Houston Texans did that in 2018. So once you go 0-3, just forget about the season. I hate to say it. You got to start playing for next year. So if that doesn't give you some kind of guidance, mathematical guidance, one team since 98 has made it after an 0-3 start, and that's the Houston Texans in 2018.
All right, so get back to my point.
The point is,
what do you do at quarterback?
Well, now I think you can have a little bit more clarity after you get past this week's game if you lose. Now you are on 100% the fast track of trying to figure out which college quarterback you want, which I know we're going to talk about those college quarterbacks coming up. The next question is how do you project Gabriel? How do you project Sanders? I project Gabriel, and I don't think I'm wrong. I think a lot of people do, as your backup here for a while. And maybe even Sanders could be your backup here for a while.
It would be okay if you drafted a guy next year and you think he's your quarterback, and yet you start Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders. And I mean, what would be wrong with this franchise actually having two or possibly three quarterbacks that you actually like, who you think you can win games with? What the heck would be wrong with that?
I think you're looking at two, though. I think the NFL average would be two. Now, the question
I would agree with that.
Here's my problem that I have going into next year.
And Dylan will be thilled when they draft another quarterback.
Someone's getting traded. One of those two is going to get traded, or they're going to find themselves on another team. And I think the point here for next year is, do you want your first-round draft pick, who's a quarterback, to have a seasoned quarterback in that room? Because you're not going to with Gabriel and Sanders. They'll have 1 year under their belt in the NFL.
Yeah, so
that is a very, very young quarterback room that I wouldn't have any expectations
for. Remember, a veteran quarterback's job is not to coach.
I'm not talking about coaching. I'm talking about telling guys how to live life and survive in the NFL. And make smart plays.
I know.
And do things that go beyond coaches.
I know. That makes sense.
Hey, friends. It's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I know that.
I hate to agree with you.
That makes sense.
But Pickett makes way more, would have made way more sense on this team than Flacco. As much as I like Joe, I do think so.
As
of I'm sitting here at 0-2 saying you were right and that it would have made way more sense to have Pickett here.
James is in East Cleveland. James, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. How y'all doing today?
Hey, we're good.
Well.
Okay, that's good news. I got a couple observations and a question, if I may. I did think Joe Flacco coming to the season gave the Browns the best chance to win, given their schedule, given his acumen, and the rookies playing. But one thing you can't do as a veteran quarterback, if you're going to put him out there in front of the rookies, you can't go out there making mistakes. If you're going to do that, then why just not throw the rookies in and let them make the mistakes? I think what's changed in the Browns trying to rekindle that magic back from a couple years ago is they asking him to do two different roles now. Real brief, that team that Joe Flacco led to the playoffs, they had, first of all, a historic defense, like all-time, great, one of the all-time greatest defenses in the NFL, period.
It was really good. It was a really good defense, James, you're right.
Yep.
And might have one again. We'll see.
Yeah, they headed towards, I wish MJ Emerson was in there, and JOK. But then you had Pro Bowler Nick Chubb. You had Cooper, who was known in the league as the best pass route runner. So he was asked to
plug and play. And he connected with Joe.
Yes, and he was a plug and play, and you had Njoku out there. Now they're asking him to lead the Browns, and you're asking him to lead them with receivers like Jerry Jeudy. And here comes the question. Jerry Jeudy led the league in drops last year, and by my count, he got at least three in two games, so he's like on pace for 20 drops this season. So it led to my question. Who on this Browns receiving core do you trust to catch the ball fourth down, fourth quarter, Dennis Northcutt versus the Pittsburgh Steelers, 3rd and 6, you need to catch the ball. Njoku got the history of drops. Who do you trust to catch the ball?
There isn't anybody here yet.
Samson, that's my guess. Thank you.
Hang on a second. You still there, James?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Anybody ever say you sound like Kendrick Lamar? You sound just like him. Like, I'm waiting for you to start busting out, not like us. I'm waiting for it.
Oh, yeah. I got the flow, man. This is J.I. from EC, man. You already know I got the flow on lockdown. Avenue Productions. You know, we used to do a big back in the day at Shaw High, represent class of 03. We used to do a big up there.
There you go. L.E.L., baby. L.E.L.
There goes James.
Rest the L.E.L.
Thank you, James.
All right. Don't you think didn't he sound like Kendrick a little bit?
I can hear it.
Oh, Todd, I was just like, wow, I wonder if this is. I was like, what, man, wouldn't it be cool if it was?
Guys are hip.
So did you watch the halftime show? You don't have to be hip to watch the halftime show.
So what do you do at quarterback? I mean, seriously.
For this season, next season, or what are we saying? Goal,
you want to develop two young guys. Playing the old guy doesn't necessarily mean you have a better chance to win a game.
I think there's another twist to this, Jeff.
Deshaun's coming back. Is that the twist?
No.
What is it?
The twist is who's the front office and who's the head coach going into next year, too.
Okay.
Because that's true, too. Like, don't you feel like...
You're absolutely right.
I mean, Gabriel definitely has the attention of the head coach. He has the attention of the front office. There's no question. If they're gone, it could be... You could have three new quarterbacks here next year. Easy. Easy. And somebody might want to give Sanders that shot. So maybe two. Well, three. Four. Well, it depends on Watson, right? Browns quarterback math is probably harder than any other math I've ever done in my life.
Cleveland's in Cleveland.
Hey,
welcome, Cleveland.
Hey, guys. I agree with you, Jeff, and then I don't. I just don't want to take Flacco out and put one of the kids in right away. I say give it three or four games just to get the whole team solidified first and then put him in a little and see what happens, and I'll let you guys talk about that.
Cleveland, thank you.
I'll go back to my 0-3 theory. If you had any hopes or aspirations of making the playoffs, they depend on this week against the Green Bay Packers.
See, I think Cleveland has a real valid point because I can't give you a real reason why Joe Flacco should be taken out right now. Joe's been asked to throw 45 passes in each of the first two games.
Mm-hmm.
He's not been given a running game. I'm not blaming this on Flacco. If they were able to run the football, I think we'd see a different guy. And though at this point I'm already thinking, let's see the other guys, let's see the young guys, I think Cleveland might be right. Time probably isn't right. To me, the whole thing's just kind of a mess. Because I don't think there's any question you're taking a quarterback next year. Which quarterback might it be? Oh, we'll enlighten you. Our 2026 Browns possible quarterback list. Andy, list coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.